And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The 28th annual all-photography exhibit, Freeze Frame, is up through March 9th at the Lafayette Art Association and Gallery on St. Mary Boulevard in Lafayette at 1008 East St. Mary Boulevard. All are invited to stop by and take a look at the exhibit, Freeze Frame. There will be a special garage sale for the Extra Mile Region 4. That will be this Friday, March 7th, from noon until 4:30 at the Extra Mile Building, 525 South Buchanan Street. They'll have all kinds of things, office supplies, books, CDs, Christmas items, toys and household items. All proceeds will benefit Les Bons Amis, the Lafayette Area Activity Resource Center. For more information, you can contact the Extra Mile. The Caleb Elliott Band performs classical, Cajun, and original songs this Friday, March 7th, here at UL Lafayette in the Ducray Gilfrey Auditorium. The Caleb Elliott Band is performing as a part of the UL Lafayette Concert Series, 7:30 this Friday. Admission is free. Performing with Caleb Elliott will be Sam Broussard, who is also a UL Lafayette alum, as is Caleb, and drummer Danny DeVilliers will be performing. He has a master's degree from the university. And bassist Joseph Butts holds a bachelor's degree in music from UL and has been an adjunct instructor here. And Callie Guidry-Smith, who is the vocalist, has done her undergraduate and postgraduate work also. So an all-alumni cast, the Caleb Elliott Band, this Friday, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. The Abbey Players Theater continues its run of art by Yasmina Reza Friday and Saturday in Abbeville. For more information or tickets, you can go to the website, abbeyplayers.com, or call them. And opening this Friday, The Seabirds by William Oram, presented by the Acadiana Repertory Theater. They will run through March 13th at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site. And the Movement Lab will present the Studies Dance Performance this Friday and Saturday at Cité des Arts. Each evening, the Studies will be performed at 7:30. Tickets are available through the Cité website or by going to their, giving them a call. It will also be performed Sunday at 2 o'clock at Cité. And for more information on the Movement Lab, you can stop by the Cité website or find them online. Tuesdays with Maury will open this Friday in Opelousas at the Opelousas Little Theater. It will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Opelousas Little Theater is in South City Park in Opelousas. It stars Vincent Barra and Travis Fontenot. Leah Grave presents Biophilia this Saturday, March 8th. There will be a sun, actually will open March 8th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. There will be a sunrise performance on March 16th at 7 a.m. For more information, you can contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts. We will be speaking with Leah tomorrow about her performance. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will be at the Horse Farm this Saturday, March 8th. It's their second Saturday monthly celebration of the Cajun French heritage at 9 o'clock in the morning, Mercredi de Musique. French music by a group of Lafayette Parish fifth graders will perform. At 9:30, Brenda Mounier will lead a multi-generational French conversation circle and will teach market goers the history and motions of traditional Cajun Lenten dances. That is the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market this Saturday at the Horse Farm. The gates open at 8 o'clock. The Bagmat Ministry will be giving a workshop this Saturday, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to teach how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. Individuals or service organizations are welcome to attend. It's free and open to everyone. You can stay for an hour or the entire day. That will be at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette this Saturday. Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Up and down Jefferson, there will be galleries and exhibit spaces open with new and returning exhibits. The Lafayette Arts and Fleas has a new permanent home in Parc de Lafayette, and they will be there from 5 to 9 p.m. this Saturday, March 8th, with lots of artisans from the community. There will be music. Sean Bruce will be performing in the Parc de Lafayette, and the Arts and Fleas will be there as they will every every month for Second Saturday Art Walk. The Acadiana Center for the Arts in PASA presents Roseanne Cash with two performances. She'll be debuting her new album, The River and the Thread. On Saturday, March 8th, she will be at the ACA's Moncus Theater with John Leventhal. And on Sunday, March 9th, she will be at the Hyman Performing Arts Center with a quintet and a multimedia performance for a PASA series special event. Tickets are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts at acadianacenterforthearts.org. The Lafayette Parish Schools Talent Showcase will open this Saturday, March 8th, with an exhibit of visual art by all grade levels. Their work will be shown at Cité des Arts and Cajun Spice Gallery on Saturday. Then throughout the month, there will be performances by vocalists and instrumentalists. We'll be keeping you up on all of the performances throughout the month. But their visual arts exhibit will open this Saturday, March 8th, at Cité des Arts and Cajun Spice Gallery in downtown Lafayette. This Saturday, Boom Boom Burlesque and Acadiana Pride Festival have a performance in support of the festival, 10 o'clock at Fame Nightlife. Tickets are available ahead of time or at the door. And Cane Fire Film Series presents Maiden Trip this Monday, March 10th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 7:30. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to their website. For more information about the film, you can go to Cane Fire's Facebook page, which is Cane Fire Film Series. Alliance Française de Lafayette is offering classes. They begin on Monday, March 10th. They will also have a special book event later in the month. For more information, you can stop by their website, which is aflafayette.org. And the traditional music program of UL Lafayette will present a special performance of a trio from Budapest. They will be performing on Tuesday, March 11th in Hamilton Hall's auditorium. It's free to UL Lafayette students, faculty, and staff, but you can purchase tickets at the door. Again, that is on Tuesday and presented by the Tommy Como Endowed Chair in Traditional Music. They will be performing traditional Hungarian Roma music, inspired by American jazz. And the College of the Arts Festival for the Arts will kick off next week on March 12th. A full listing of performances can be found at the website for the UL Lafayette College of the Arts, and we'll be speaking with Dean Gordon Brooks next week about that festival. For a listing of performances on KRVS, programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. We do podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program and either listen to archive shows there or download them for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock this evening, we have the TED Radio Hour. At 8, Radio Lab. At 9, Snap Judgment. At 10, it's Music Inside Out. And at 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. Some fabulous public radio programming that we are debuting here on KRVS this evening, beginning at 7 with the TED Radio Hour. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.